from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening from Sydney High School. Second night in a row covering the team from Marathon. Tonight, though, it's the girls as they come in with a 9-8 record from the IAC, coming on and taking on the Sydney Lady Warriors in a position of improvement. The last couple of seasons, their best year in a while, 11 wins, 7 losses. Marathon comes in at 9-8. Marathon, a D school last year, a C school this year, and some changes in the lineup because of vacation and other things, but it is Section 4 basketball time, so the loser of this game is done for the season. The winner will move on to a quarterfinal matchup, and that quarterfinal matchup will be Saturday. And the winner of this game tonight will take on the Candor Lady Indians. That game on Saturday in Candor, Candor with a bye. My name is Greg Davey, and again, two nights in a row with Marathon. Second year, time this year, though, with the Marathon Olympians. Fourth time I've done the Marathon games twice in two seasons each, so they are, let's see, I believe they are 1-2 on the radio. Let's see what happens tonight. And it's starting off with our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDL, sponsored by, of course, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Phone number 563-4311 for the best in late pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossover vehicles, you name it. They've got it. Daily rentals as well. Again, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the best to Coach Mike Riley in the Marathon Olympians, Coach Brad Aldrich, and his Sydney Lady Warriors, like I said, with a slightly different lineup, some JV call-ups. We'll see what that's all about as we get set for Section 4 Girls Class C first-round playoff basketball on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA.
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Every Monday, get a small new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney. For the final time for Sydney, barring some major upset. Well, actually, no, it wouldn't bar any upsets. They would have to beat Candor and then hope that Unadilla Valley can beat Newfield. That would be a crazy situation, but it is possible. Nothing's out of the elements here in the postseason. It's one and done or survive in advance. But Sydney will be without the services tonight of senior Riley Janung and an injured Mariah Pierce, but she's been injured for quite a while. They have brought up a couple of girls from the JV. The hero of the Unadilla Valley girls JV game last Wednesday, Kaylin Gravel, she's going to wear Riley's jersey number one. Tegan Howard is actually going to wear, she's another sophomore coming up, she's going to wear Mariah Pierce's jersey number 24. So those two have been called up. And Hannah Wood and Dawn Savino, who were away for a couple of weeks, are back in uniform. It is unclear how much they will play in tonight's game. Sydney in their home white. Remember, the JVs were undefeated in the league. And Sydney lost just one game in the league in the regular season, then lost to Bainbridge-Guilford. And speaking of Bainbridge-Guilford, those two teams, Bainbridge-Guilford is the common opponent for both Marathon and for Sydney. Sydney, of course, one up and one down. They beat BG down in their place to stay at a tie for first place at the time. They came back in the semifinals and lost to Bainbridge-Guilford in the semifinals, and so they have the two losses. And then they came back in the consolation game I watched but did not broadcast, a crazy overtime win over Unadilla Valley. That's two overtime wins versus UV this year for Sydney. It was, to be honest, a very ugly game. Kind of glad I didn't broadcast it because of all the things that transpired. But Sydney found a way to win. And they went to Bethany Caro for this game. Kelsey Decker and a lot of players in foul trouble. And the one player who's normally in foul trouble, Kelsey Decker, Bethany Carl usually gets in the most foul trouble. She stayed out of trouble, and she was the glue that held that team together. I think she had a career-high 21 points and played an excellent ball game against Unadilla Valley. UV is still in the mix. They're the 11 seed playing Newfield tonight. The winner of that game will play Harpersville and Unitigo. We hope to have that Harpersville posted for you. And I've just found out from one of our listeners that they're going to update me on that Unitigo-Harpersville game. All right, leading scores for Sydney, no surprise, Kelsey Decker at 14.8, her fourth year on the varsity. Bethany Carl's average has bumped up a couple points lately. She's now at 8.8. Jolene Crom will get the start tonight, normally a sub. The sophomore has really proven her worth, and in the juggled lineup tonight, Jolene will get the start. She's averaging 8.9 points per game. I have no stats for Marathon. Nobody is really a huge scorer. I will tell you that they have a 6'2 junior by the name of Cindy Courtney, her older sister Samantha, playing for Roberts Wesley. And she's kind of in the mold of her older sister. And they've got a nice mix of, they've got one freshman, Cassidy Marsh, who was their high scorer in the game against Bainbridge-Guilford with 11 points, but they have sophomores, juniors, seniors. It is a mix for the Marathon Olympians and longtime coach Mike Riley. Other stats for Sydney, though, one key is that Connor Decker, who probably will see a lot of action based on the height of Courtney, she's got 19 blocks on the season. But one thing that Sydney is going to have to do better than their season average, and that is free throw shooting, 48.1%, 136 for 283. Kelsey Decker at 44 for 77, 57%. Nobody better than that. Connor Decker, 11 for 20 at 55%. So they really need to sink their free throws tonight if they are going to win this ballgame. It's a 7 versus 10 seed, but there's not a heavy favorite. I will say that Southern Cayuga won the division that Marathon was in. I asked Coach Riley about Southern Cayuga. He said yeah, they're the top seed because they play all CMB schools in our league, and that's why with a good winning record that they're going to be the top seed. But he said Franklin and South Courtright, either one could probably knock them off by 15 to 20 points like they did last year. With that being said, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, it'll be a live national anthem, the final time for senior Hannah Wood to sing our national anthem live on WCDO, and we'll be back with that shortly. Just hang on.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kurt also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
You see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Nice job by Hannah Wood. She was a little bit winded there. You okay? No, you got the lineup. All right. Scott Herzog is going to announce our starting lineup. Oh, Hannah was winded. She wasn't ready for that. She's a beautiful singer. I don't know if it came out as well as it should have. We got Brookville, Florida tonight logging in along with Atlanta, Georgia in the early going.
And first, the starting lineup for the Marathon Olympians. We'll do all of yours. Number 00, Cindy Courtney. Number 4, Nicole Hammond. Number 14, Cassidy March. Number 23, Aaron Greek. Number 33, Megan Contry. The Olympians are coached by Mr. Mike Riley. Now the starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors. Number 11, senior Bethany Carl. Number 14, sophomore Taylor. Number 14, senior Taylor Crom. I read the F. I thought it was sophomore. Number 15, senior Kelsey Decker. Number 23, sophomore, Jenna McDonald. Number 25, sophomore, Jolene Crom. Warriors are coached by Mr. Brad Aldrich.
You can tell the teachers are on vacation. They're not on their A game tonight. All right. Well, thank you to Hannah Wood for singing our national anthem. And Scott Herzog for the mellow introductions for tonight's game. So Sydney in their home white with maroon, of course, numbers and letters, and the warrior head. Marathon Olympians, much like the boys last night, they've got their maroon. Their black uniforms with orange numbers and white trim, and the piping on the uniform. It's more like a little hook there. So can't say swoosh because it's not a swoosh. All right, here we go. Kind of a mellow crowd tonight as well. I don't know, the student section, if they're up for it tonight or not. They've got a few people standing. But this is the final home game for the Sydney Lady Warriors, the Section 4 first rounder, Class C. And here we go. We'll try to pump it up as we get going and have updates throughout on other games. And the ball goes up extremely straight up. I appreciate that by the official, who used to throw the jump balls up probably 15 times a game in the old days. He's been around that long. Won't say his name, though. All right, Marathon controls the tap. Of course, they got a 6'2 junior down there. And the shot by her is missed. That's Cindy Courtney, and she misses on the rebound by Jenna McDonald. McDonald had a couple of good plays in the Unadilla Valley win in the comeback. Jolene Crom in the starting lineup this time. She's in the left wing. So Kelsey Decker, more of the point guard. There's Jolene Crom for three. Taken, but it's an air ball and saved, or attempted to be saved, by Taylor Crom. Missed the opportunity there. Sydney will shoot a lot of threes between Crom and Decker. Not many other people attempt the three. Cross-court pass to Cindy Courtney. Back out to Nicole Hammond. Hammond, one of the senior tri-captains on this marathon team, driving in, and Marsh got the ball knocked away by Taylor Crom, but it's recovered by Contry. 10 on the shot clock, driving in. Number 14, that's Cassidy Marsh, and she gets things going for the ball game. A quick 2-0 marathon lead off after a long possession. And a ball thrown away in the interior for Sydney. Driving in, number 23, that's Aaron Greep, one of the many Greep siblings on the marathon tradition. She scores on a runner along the baseline. They pass it down low for Crom. Crom in the cross court to McDonald. She's double-teamed. Carl out to Crom. She'll try it again for three, and this time it's swish. Jolene Crom with a three-pointer, getting Sydney right back into a 4-3 deficit, but they now are going into a pressure situation. Let's see how the guard play handles it for Marathon. Remember, a 10-second call is in effect here in the girls, but Cassidy Marsh, the freshman, not only does she break the press, she continues on and scores the layup from the left side. Cassidy Marsh. And now, not only does Marsh get the points, but she just got the foul in the backcourt. first foul of the night. Boy, there were so many fouls called last night. Marathon boys shot 42 free throws and made 27. Kelsey Decker for three, right side, short. Ball punched out by McDonald. Whoa, hold on, right by me. I was hoping Jolene Crom didn't run into this makeshift desk. And she's got to go under the bleachers. Second time this year we've had to see somebody go under the bleachers. I think both times it was for Sydney. 6-3. So Nicole Hammond going to the left side. Sydney playing man-to-man in the half-court set. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Class C, Section 4, first round. Pass down low, broken up by Jolene Crom. Picked up off the floor by Kelsey Decker, and she swings the pass over to Bethany Carl over her head, and that's going to be a turnover for Marathon's advantage. It'll be a possession for Marathon in their own half court. Marsh to the top of the key. Oh, nice back door to Hammond, and it's good off the pass from Contri. Well, that's how you run a basketball play. That's reminiscent of Bill Case and the Green Trojans back in the 90s. They had that play down to a science, and then another turnover suffered by Bethany Carl this time. Marsh recovering. They pass it down low to Contri. Bounce pass inside to Greep. She missed it. Rebound, and here comes Sydney. Down 8-3. Down low to McDonald. Cross-court pass to Crom. She'll crank for three. Way off another air ball, and McDonald cannot save that one either. So Jolene Crom is struggling to start. She's made one and airballed two, so not the greatest percentage. Jolene Crom with 19 coming into this game on 41 tries. There's a nice steal by Kelsey Decker in the backcourt. She goes on a save to Carl. Carl cannot convert, but she's going to get the ball back, and it's a possession error. Should be Sydney's ball. Well, Kelsey Decker is not going to go down in a haphazard way. She is all out on the defense. That was a nice save and recovery up top to Carl. Carl to the corner for Kelsey Decker. Left corner. Now she takes a couple of bounces in. Shot is long. Rebound Jolene Crom. Bank shot no good. And Sydney struggling from the field. They're getting a lot of shots. They're not falling. They trail 8-3 with 4:22 to go in the first quarter. Section 4 Class C first rounder. A lot of other MAC schools in both C and D tonight. Cindy Courtney is going to dribble up off and from behind get fouled by Jenna McDowell. Not that many fouls being called yet. And Jenna McDonald will be called for her first, and that's the team's first. I'm to the point in my scorebook season now that I've had to make copies because I am out of spaces. I have one blank sheet left, and that's where I used to make the copies, so I'm on scrap paper. Foul on Bethany Carl as well. They don't need Bethany Carl in early foul trouble. She's going to be taking Marsh, the freshman. Marsh stops at the top of the key. Passes to Contri, driving in on Decker. Short shot is off the rim. Oh, and it comes back and makes it. Contri with the basket. So four different players have scored 10 points. Meanwhile, Sydney throws a long pass down to Jenna McDonald, who turns and shoots right away. And she's fouled in the act of shooting by Nicole Hammond. Two fouls on the Olympians. 10-3, just a Jolene Crom three-pointer that made it 4-3. Marathon scored the first four and the last six. Oh, they missed Taylor Crom underneath on an inbounds. Kelsey Decker, three-pointer from the right side, way off the mark, but it glances off the hand of a Marathon Olympian. That'll bring it back to Sydney. 3:50 on the clock. So both Croms are in there, along with Jenna McDonald, Bethany Carl, and Kelsey Decker. Carl up the middle against the zone defense now. 2-3 zone defense by Marathon, and they're swinging it on every... Well, there's a steal. They threw it right into the hands of Marsh. That made it easy. Marsh goes up for the layup, blocked by Decker. She got the hand on the ball, but her hip... There was a hip check in the same time. That's a foul on Decker. That's her first. So three quick fouls on Sydney. in the last couple of minutes. Brings Cassidy Marsh to the line. She's already got 4 points. First time at the line, either team. First shot is up and good. Well, Marathon boys shocked Unitigo last night in the first round and won 74-60. It's now 12-3 with two free throws made by freshman Cassidy Marsh. Sydney already having to play from behind. This is not uncommon for them. And there's a foul along the baseline. That's going to go on Nicole Hammond. That's her second. So the first decision made for both teams to substitute. One is made by the foul route. Logan Vincent, a senior, one of the tri-captains, comes in for Nicole Hammond, who has two fouls. Carl in the corner on the inbounds pass to Connor Decker, who has also checked in. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're not rebounding. Kelsey Decker for three, and it's up, and it's good. Kelsey Decker. Now, they can't live by the three-pointer, but they do. Whoa, almost a travel there by Contry. She might have gotten away with it. Left side three-pointer missed on an air ball by Cassidy Marsh, who gives a quick glance over to the Sydney student section. 3:05 left to go. 12-6. Just two three-pointers to speak of for Sydney. So they get the ball over on the press this time. Down low, Kelsey Decker passing to McDonald. Stepping in front is Cindy Courtney. She's got the steal. Up over half court with a transition to Marsh. Now it's Greep. And as she turns with her back to the basket and turns to drive to the hoop on the right side, that's a foul on Connor Decker. I don't know if there's any correlation between sectional playoffs and more free throws, but that could be a situation tonight. It's still only two free throws shot, but a lot of fouls being called. Marsh in a crowd trying to force the shot up, missed it long. McDonald rebounds and will bring the ball down herself, goes to Kelsey Decker. I don't know how she controlled it. Inside Decker from behind, fouled. It almost looks like Sydney's been on vacation here with some of their passes that just aren't as crisp as they should be. Let's see who that foul's on from behind. Foul will be on Aaron Greep, senior tri-captain. Four team fouls both ways. So that's as even as it gets. Kelsey Decker at the line, their best free throw shooter, makes the first one. I say best free throw shooter, but only 57%. Coming into the game. So McDonald steps back along with Connor Decker as Kelsey waits for shot number two. And it's up. They're going to my left. She misses that. So one for two. 12-7. Marathon within one. Marsh guarded by Carl. Connor Decker takes Aaron Greep, who holds the ball high over her head on the right side. Oh, Decker overcommitted. And a block shot inside by McDonald. Nice job, Decker. Oh, she had the recovery and did not recover it. She couldn't finish the job. Aaron Greep took the ball away, drove down, and after missing a shot momentarily, she came back, got that ball away from Kelsey Decker, and drew the foul. That's on Jenna McDonald, the sophomore, with two fouls. The other number 23 is at the line, Aaron Greep. Have no stats for Marathon. Couldn't tell you if she's good or bad free throw shooter. The shot is up and it's missed. Greep, one of the starting seniors on this ball club. 2:08 to play. Marathon leading 12-7. First quarter. Second shot is way off the mark. Surprised they let that go. Oh, a steal. McDonald, very lazy pass. Marsh steals it but misses the layup. McDonald. This time a zip pass to Decker. Decker down the floor for Crom underneath Connor Decker. She waits, she puts it up, and scores it. Well, it wasn't the cleanest act of basketball so far for Sydney, but it was the most productive as they broke the press with passes. Oh, McDonald is going to slam into Cindy Courtney. Unintentional, but a push, and that's the third foul on McDonald. She was going for the steal right in front of the scorer's table. And I mean right in front of the scorer's table on the sideline. Both players leaped for the ball, but McDonald did her leaping both long and high jump. So So that's three fouls on McDonald already, and she is going to sit down and probably for the rest of the half. We got a minute 39, and the layup on the left side by Contry is good. Makes it a 14-9 score. See who's in. Kelsey Decker for three. Swish! Well, she didn't hesitate. And like I said, you got to leave it on the court when you're a senior. It's your last home game, regardless of the outcome. 14-12, it's as close as Sydney has been since 4-3. No lead changes, no ties yet. Greep, high over the head. Top of the key. Oh, sloppy pass. She passed to the left right as Contry was cutting to the left. Greep just flicked the pass over, and that goes out of bounds. Break for Sydney. They can tie or take the lead here. Number 20, senior Alyssa Sliker is in the ballgame. Number 20. Decker on the right side. Got away with the travel there. She's got to watch that. Jolene Crown for three. This could give them the lead. No, way off the mark. Batted up. Carl will tie the score with a putback. The ball was batted up in the air. Bethany Carl's first point. Tie the game at 14. And it looks like Sydney has recovered on the out of bounds. The ball was knocked away off of Marathon. Sydney can now take the lead. They've tied it at 14. Nice little comeback. Still 41.6 to go in the first quarter. Far corner to my left. They are going to inbound. Kelsey Decker comes to Taylor Crom. Top of the key for Carl. Now back to Decker for the lead. No, off the back of the rim. Connor Decker can't get to the rebound fast enough. Instead, it is Sliker. Well, we find out that Harpersville is up 22-14 on Unitego after the first quarter already. So they're done before we are. 17 seconds to go. 12 on the shot clock. Driving in. Shot blocked by Jolene Crom. Recovered by Taylor Crom. The shot blocked on Logan Vincent. Nice job by the Crom sisters. 7 seconds to go. Decker going to drive in. She stops. Probably a travel. No, they'll call it a possession arrow. Well, Sydney, not the best in getting shots off at the end of the quarter, that's for sure. Now there's 3.6 seconds to go. Marsh will inbound to Courtney. Courtney up ahead to Contry. She's got a shot, and it would have counted, I think, but it won't go. We have ended the first quarter. It's a fast one at that. 14-14 tie. Sydney's come back for being six down. So stick around. More of the Section 4 Class C Girls first round basketball game here in Sydney on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, so two scores on the board. Sydney 14 and Marathon 14. 22-14, Harpersville leads Unitego. And for Unitego to have 14 in the first quarter against Harpersville, that's pretty impressive. But again, 22 for Harpersville, that's no surprise. Cross court, Kelsey Decker open for three to take the lead. No, that one's long. Carl battling along with Sliker. And Sliker won the battle, but Sydney will get the ball as Sliker commits to travel. Sydney will inbound with a chance to take the lead yet again. They've had three chances after tying it up at 14. Pass comes in to Bethany Carl. So it's both Deckers, Kelsey and Connor. Both Croms, Taylor and Jolene, along with Bethany Carl. Pass is batted away, and there's players all over the place. The ball is rolling around off everybody's hand. It'll be Sydney's out of bounds on that far side again. Interesting how that ball winds up on way over there, not underneath the basket, but Kelsey Decker will inbounds. First 30 seconds of the second quarter. They got to reset the 30-second clock because of change of possession. Crum for three. Jolene off the back of the rim. Rebound, Taylor Crum battling along with number 44. That's Mariah Merrihew, who's in the game for the first time. Cassidy Marsh, freshman, leads Marathon in scoring with six. Kelsey Decker, two three-pointers and seven overall. Sydney with three three-pointers. So on that possession arrow, it's the other way for Marathon. Marathon had a good showing in the first half, or first quarter, and now Cassidy Marsh lines it up for a three and makes it to reestablish a lead for Marathon. Jolene Crum out to Kelsey Decker. Long pass into Connor Decker. Connor puts it up off the glass. No, it spins around and out. She had it, and it did not go in. But her basket helped get things going again for Sydney. Marsh, guarded by Carl. That's a good matchup tonight. Logan Vincent coming in. Oh, a pass that got away. Oh, Kelsey Decker almost to a steal. Nice drive to the basket by Contry. Just when you think they're going to stay with a half court and not take it to the rack, that's exactly what Contry did. Here comes Kelsey Decker running all the way up. Cannot convert the layup. She did everything but make the layup. 19-14. Bethany Carl, a little too close to Marsh. That's going to be Carl's second foul, and that's when the numbers start to be a concern. Jenna McDonald already with three fouls for Sydney, and they are not stocked with their complete lineup tonight. So Marsh at the line to shoot two, or is it one and one? Yeah, that's outside. That was not a shot, of course. Shot is up, and it's good, so they'll get their sub anyway. And it's Aaron Greep back in the ballgame, replacing Megan Contry, who's had 6 points. 10 points now for Cassidy Marsh, the freshman, looking very comfortable out there. Second shot is good. She's 4 for 4. So just like that, 7 more points. Unscored Sydney. Jolene Crum, bank shot misses, and it's going to go off the hands of Vincent. That'll be Sydney's ball. The shot deflected, and it came off a Marathon player. It'll be Sydney's ball. Sydney will adjust their inbounds right by half court. It comes into Bethany Carl. Carl to the right side for Decker. Fakes the three, goes into the elbow, shot, and it's off. Again, off the back of the rim. Carl almost a third foul. She's got to be careful. Cannot contest when somebody has a firm grip of that ball. Do not contest it unless you want your third foul. Looks like a push-off will be called as the Marsh and Carl battle continues. Bethany held her ground, and Cassidy Marsh actually pushed off. They'll call Marsh on the foul. That's her second. Team's fifth. So Sydney has not scored in this quarter after they worked all that way to tie it up. Kelsey Decker faking the three. She goes up with a short shot. No, that one's too strong again. Sydney is one and done. They're not getting any second shots. Vincent passes. And a pass that's almost broken up by Jolene Crum. Three-point shot taken, missed long by Vincent. Rebound Kelsey Decker. Up the floor she comes. She's going to go all the way. She stops, turns around way off the mark. Forced that shot, no question about it. And they're checking with somebody. It looks like Jolene Crum got hit on the side of the face, and they're making sure she's okay. It's like a substitution here. Quickly, number 4, Nicole Hammond will come in. And a timeout is called by Coach Brad Aldrich. 21-14 the score. It is Marathon by 7, a quick timeout. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDL.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, so lots of updates for you. Bainbridge Guilford leads Green 7-2 at the end of the first quarter. 5:07 left in the second quarter. Megan Contry out to, well, a pass for Hammond, but it's stolen by Carl. Carl trying for the finish. Can't hit the layup. Sydney's layup woes continue. I've not seen a team shoot so poorly collectively as a team for layups in a long, long time, or at least one with a successful record like they have. Cindy Courtney, she's been kind of quiet, but she's been in there the whole time. Pass to Greep, air ball, caught by Connor Decker. Decker's going to, she's going to overthrow Bethany Carl. Sydney is playing extremely sloppy. So substitutions. Number 20 is back in the ballgame. That's Alyssa Sliker. Pass is batted away and stolen by Bethany Carl. She's got almost had a triple team she had to worry about. Now everybody backs up. She comes over half court. Passes left wing to Kelsey Decker. Decker usually on the right side. Wow, sloppy pass, but Jolene Crom leaps for the catch. Cross court over the head of Taylor Crom. She was wide open on the weak side, and the pass sails high again. Well, Sydney girls seem to be in a panic mode, and it's still just 4:18 to go in the second quarter. No need to panic. They've at least held Marathon scoreless the last minute or so. Pass from Hammond to Contry. Back over, three-point shot taken. It's too long. Underneath, blocked underneath to Contry. Here comes Decker. Decker going to take it all the way. This time the layup is actually good. I say that a little facetiously. Might have gotten away with a carry there, bringing the ball up court. And a traveling call on Marathon. That's number 20. That's Alyssa Stryker. And Sydney, now a chance to get back in it. Kelsey Decker, a 15-footer that's an air ball. She's been long on all of her shots, and there's a little 15-footer that's short. 21-16, 3:34 to play in the first half. More substitutions for Marathon. This one is Cassidy Marsh back in the game after a break, replacing Sliker. Marsh with two fouls, but a game-high 11 points. Outside, Jolene Crom for three, wide open, and it's off the back of the rim. Battle for the ball, Taylor Crom and Cassidy Marsh, a pair of 14 jerseys, but it's off Taylor Crom. So if Sydney can get some sort of shooting semblance, I mean some sort of continuity going, they can come back real quick, but right now it's all Marathon. A nice steal by Decker, pass up ahead by Carl, back to Decker, out to Crom, Crom backing to Kelsey, Kelsey goes for a three, gets it blocked. Gets the ball back, and, how did she not lose it out of bounds? Kelsey forcing the three-pointer. She got it blocked, a three-pointer blocked by Logan Vincent. That is rare in boys or girls that a three-pointer gets blocked. Vincent sits down after that defensive gem, replaced by Alyssa Sliker. 3:08 to play, Sydney. Bethany Carl over to Kelsey Decker. She is open for the three, but it's way long. Jolene Crom trying for the save, but she saved it right into the hands of Marathon. It is number four, Nicole Hammond. Passing to the left side, Cassidy Marsh for three. Yes, she's got it. Marsh is back. Her second three-pointer of the game. 24-16, largest lead right now for Marathon of 8 points. Contry back out to Jolene Crom, over to Bethany Carl. They keep swinging it on the outside. Kelsey Decker down into Taylor Crom. The ball intended for Connor Decker. She held onto it, but can't hit the layup. That ball almost went out of bounds. Connor saved it, but put up a wild shot. 24-16, Marathon by 8, 2:15 left. Hammond to Marsh. Marsh to the high post for Contry. Back to Marsh, open for three. This one's no good. Decker, Connor Decker with a rebound. Quick outlet to Bethany Carl. Hammond picks her up defensively. They've switched to a bit of a man. Kelsey Decker faking the three. Might have gotten away with the travel there. A little soft jumper. That's a much better play for Kelsey Decker. But she does risk getting called for a travel. She puts both feet up in the air. It's a common high school mistake for boys and girls. Referees right now letting that go. Hammond for three. No, almost a wedge. Nearly wedged in between the rim and the backboard. It's out of bounds off Marathon, and Coach Mike Riley thinks things are getting a little pesky right now. 24-18, Sydney unable to get tracked, and we'll stay right here. Just to let you know, girls tournament tonight, Lansing is the number one seed. They are a bye. They're resting tonight and scouting Moravia and Watkins Glen, two familiar opponents. They play off on the quarterfinals Saturday. Bainbridge Guilford leading Green after 1-7-2. They're playing the winner of Union Springs and Elmira Notre Dame. Most likely out there at Elmira Notre Dame Saturday. Harpersville hosting Unitigo, leading after 1-22-14. They'll take on the winner of Newfield and Unadilla Valley. And don't be surprised if the Lady Storm upset Newfield in that round. And Sydney, of course, Marathon. The winner plays the number two seed, Kander. Kander coach is here tonight, and he is scouting. So a minute 29 to go in the first half. We'll review some Section 4 stuff at halftime, per usual. Kelsey Decker, nice pass inside to Connor Decker. That's what it's like for Decker to Decker. The last chance this season to get it done. Connor Decker's first points. I'm sorry, her first basket of the second quarter. She's got 4 points. 24-20 and a minute 5. Will Sydney have another comeback in them in the second quarter? Hammond, cross to the right side. Throw it up there by Slyker for three. Short rebound. Kelsey Decker, and she's off to the races, but defensively they catch up quickly. Kelsey Decker for three, way off, just hit the rim. Deflected out by Carl to the hands of Alyssa Stryker. So instead of being patient for a shot, they put it up too quickly. Contry, bank shot, way off the mark. Rebound inside Courtney. No, it rolls off the rim. Comes right down into Bethany Carl's hands. Carl looking down the court, looking for Jolene Crom. It was intercepted briefly by Slyker, but off her hands. No, they'll say touch last by Sydney. I'm a little surprised. So they'll turn the shot clock off. 26 seconds left. Marathon will have a lead, just a matter of how much. 24-20. Marathon in a 1-3-1 right now with a high post taken by Contry. Hammond to the left side for Slyker. Slyker way up top for Hammond. 8 seconds. Stolen by Kelsey Decker. Off to Jolene Crom. 4 seconds to go. She cranks it for three. No, off the back of the rim. And that's how it's going to end. Well, Marathon playing as a better team tonight than Sydney, but Sydney still within four after all is said and done. 24-20 the score. We'll have other updates from the BG Green game and the Harpersville-Unitigo game, but right here it's 24-20. Marathon leads Sydney at halftime. Time for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. You're listening to live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egli family and the Egli Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egli Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egli Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egli Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Greg Navy back at Sydney. It's not the most boisterous of fan base tonight. There's a little bit of Sydney student section. There's nobody here from Marathon, but that's to be expected. Hopefully they're listening a little bit. I think we've got some people logging on from Ithaca and whatnot. Do have a couple of scores for you as we get ready for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-H-E-A-T. Been quite a winner for that, hasn't it? But we can tell you, thanks to Rizzy McFizzy, we've got a Bainbridge-Guilford score 16-10. 16-10, Bainbridge-Guilford leads Green in the first round that they're playing at 5 versus 12. They're in the top bracket right now at Bainbridge-Guilford, and Unitigo is trailing Harpersville in the first half, 32-25. I am a little shocked at that, but you know what? Unitigo sometimes, especially when CDO doesn't show up, and I say that tongue-in-cheek for Greg Bonskowski's credit or benefit, they are capable of scoring some points, and against Harpersville, my goodness, they are really scoring points. And so it's 32-25 at halftime, Harpersville leading. Bainbridge-Guilford also leading. But again, those are two MAC schools playing each other, and they're canceling each other out. They got to beat the IAC schools. That's what the MAC versus IAC has been about year after year, trying to stand up for the conference as defending champs are Harpersville. And hopefully somebody from Section 4, I should say from the MAC, our coverage area will represent both Class C and Class D. Scoring recap for you. For Sydney, it's Kelsey Decker, a senior, with 11 points. Connor Decker with 4. A three-pointer early on for Jolene Crom, and just a basket for Bethany Carl. But two baskets for Connor Decker. It looks like that's going to be inside scoring is where it's going to have to be for Sydney if they are going to come back on Marathon for a third time. Let's see. We've got only one for two from the foul line. So there's decent amount of fouls being called, not an overabundance of them now, thankfully, for both coaches to at least have their players on the court. Jenna McDonald, of course, with three fouls, and she had to sit down for a long time. Marathon is led by a freshman, Cassidy Marsh, with 14 points. She's got 2 3-pointers. Kelsey Decker has 2 for Sydney. 2 points for Aaron Greep. 6 points on 3 baskets for Megan Contry. And Nicole Hammond has 2 points. Cindy Courtney, Logan Vincent, Alyssa Sliker have all, and Mariah Merrihew have all played, but have not scored. For Sydney, Taylor Crum has played, but has not scored. All right. Let's see. Well, it looks like Miranda Drummond has 2 fouls for Harpersville. That's what maybe why she might have been out of the game, and Unitinga was able to take it a little bit of an advantage. We talked about the Class C bracket. Let's talk about the Class D girls bracket tonight. The play-in game, Lawrence, I believe, defeated Stanford. They're playing Southern Cayuga tonight. Rocks, and remember we told you about Southern Cayuga being the top seed, but not necessarily the best team. They have the highest seeding points. Roxbury is hosting Afton right now. Milford is the 5 seed. They are taking on Gilboa-Conesville. Skidivis is hosting Hunter-Tannersville. That's the 4-13. That's the top bracket. The bottom bracket, ironically, starts with Franklin as the number 3 seed, but very possibly the best team of them all. They are taking on Mac School Delhi, 3-14. Davenport is hosting Morris. So those four schools, the winners will meet on Saturday. Cherry Valley Springfield, the 7, is hosting Hancock from the MAC. And South Courtright, another undefeated team but seeded only 2nd, is playing Downsville. Of course, last night, the MAC schools really took it on the chin as Marathon defeated Unitinga 74-60. Harpersville lost to Lansing 63-44. Unit de la Valle held up the MAC flag. They are the MAC champions, and they defeated Gander 59-31. Green, as the 7 seed, even lost. They lost to Spencer Vanette last night 56-52. And in Class D, Afton, as the 11 seed, lost to South Courtright 78-46. Delhi, the 7 seed, got upset by Lauren 62-46. And that's where, at Deposit, as the 14 seed, lost to Milford, the Tri-Valley champ, 65-52. All right, a minute 40 to go. We're going to step away. When we come back, second half, will Sydney have what it takes to bring back and defeat Marathon, or will the Olympians make it a sweep over the MAC in boys and girls on CDO? Well, listen up and find out. We'll be back in just a moment.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. Find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The next time you visit a Scoville Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in. Our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scoville Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney, where the Lady Warriors have had a rough going of it, shooting extremely inconsistent, mostly on the bad side. They do have 2 3-pointers and are within 4 points of Marathon. If they can rally like they have against Afton and Unit de la Valle and all the other schools that they have trailed, they have a chance. So let's see what happens. Marathon going to my left, and Sydney to my right. Marathon with possession to start the third quarter. Shot from the left side, the left wing taken by Hammond. It misses on the three-pointer, but recovered again by Marathon. They are relentless on the boards. Cassidy Marsh fakes the shot, goes to Hammond. Now Courtney. Courtney flipping it back out. Will Bethany Carl get it? Yes, she stole the ball, and she's going to stay with it. My gosh, Bethany Carl deserves some sort of award for that. She saw that she could steal the ball. There were two girls chasing her for it. She maintained her poise and at least gets to be at the free throw line for two, as the foul will be called on Cassidy Marsh. And what's important about that is Marsh is their leading scorer with 14 out of the 24, and she now has three fouls. She is staying in the ball game. Carl at the line, missing the first one, and makes the second one. And boy, did it take a turn around every part of that rim. Bethany shooting just 37% from the line this season. So Sydney's only 2 for 4 from the line. Marsh, three-pointer short. Rebound, nobody. It's actually recovered. Courtney's got it on the left side. She's too hard with it. And a rebound by Kelsey Decker. Got it stolen away. Now Sydney Courtney again. Passes back to number 33, Megan Contry. And that was perseverance on the marathon side. Sydney had two opportunities to grab the rebound and for some reason could not secure it. High post pass down into Connor Decker, who gets the start of the second half. And Carl, playing the high post, flips it over to Connor Decker. She's got her third basket, and it's 26-23. There's a play stolen by, a pass inside, pass stolen by Kelsey Decker, off to Jolene Crown, off the rim, no good on the layup. Rebound Decker. Decker's going to pass it back. Jolene Crown for three. Swish, and we're tied. We're tied at 26. Well, Crown's taken a bunch of three-pointers, airballed most of them, but she's made two, and that one a biggie. Foul called on the other side. That's going to go on Taylor Crom for Sydney. That's only her first. Substitution, Nicole Smith's going to come into the ballgame, replacing Taylor Crom. Smith, a senior, third-year player. So for Marathon, they've got Cindy Courtney, Nicole Hammond, Cassidy Marsh, Aaron Greep, and Megan Contry, the normal starters. Marsh gets the inbounds. Crom now taking Marsh instead of Carl. Carl's taking Hammond, and she's actually double-teaming the ball at every chance she can. Marsh might have gotten away with the travel. Keeps the possession alive. Carl almost a steal. Now it's a left-side three-pointer taken way off the mark by Marsh. Rebound by Nicole Smith. Big rebound for the senior there. 26 all tie, our second tie of the ball game. We were tied at 14 and tied at 26. Pass down low into Connor Decker. Nice step inside off the glass. Hey, that's the best play of the night. Connor Decker getting the ball strong inside through a double team and the first lead change of the ball game. Sydney now takes the lead and Mike Riley calls time. 5:38 to play. Didn't start out so well for Sydney in the first 30 seconds, but boy, they have made hay in the last minute and a half. 5:38 to go. The winner of this game will take on a very talented Candor Lady Indians team. So, trying to get updates. Must be we started sooner than the rest of them. Sydney's first lead of the ball game at 28-26. BG led at halftime, 16-10 over Green, a very low-scoring game there. Harpersville, a typical start for them with 32 points, but guess what? Unitigo had 25, a 7-point spread at halftime. So here comes Marathon, behind for the first time in the ballgame. Cassidy Marsh with three fouls. She's got to be careful. Sydney switching their defense, and so far it is working. Contry, give and go to Greep. Out of bounds. It was blocked away by Connor Decker, who was holding her head in her hand, saying it wasn't me. Although it looked like it to me that it was should be Marathon's ball, and it is. Pass comes up to Contry. 10-footer. It's good. We're tied again at 28. Megan Contry with 10 points all from the field. Decker, left side to Carl, and from behind, pushed by Greep. That will be her foul number two. 28-28 tie. Now this is the Binghamton board up here. Sydney normally gets the Oneonta board. A little bit different style of roughing. Decker Going to inbound. Long pass to Jolene Crom. High post to Carl. Carl is open for 15 feet. I don't know why she didn't take it sooner. She looked to pass first, saw she was open, shot it, and made it. She did the same thing against Unadilla Valley in the comeback. She had 21 points. Many of those shots just like that. 5 points for Carl. Courtney inside. Bounces off the rim twice. No good. Carl with a rebound. She's got to lead a break. Going hard on the left side before she shoots, though. Fouled on the play along the way there by Nicole Hammond. That'll be her third. So two starters for Marathon now with three fouls. Sydney back up 30-28. One of the seniors, Maya Merrihew, comes in the ballgame, replacing Sydney Courtney for Marathon. Courtney scoreless in the ballgame. 4:43 to go. 30-28, Sydney on top. Long pass up ahead to back up to Carl, top of the key. They swing it around. Kelsey Decker, three-pointer from the baseline, missed it. And an air ball, her third of the ballgame. Five air balls for Sydney three-point shooters. Ouch. Marsh fakes pass right, passes left. They go around, they swing it down in the corner for Greep. Now it's Hammond floating a pass to Marsh. Marsh fakes the three there. Ball pops out of her hands. 10 on the shot clock. Pass down to the high post for Merrihew. Now to Greep. Little eight-footer way off the mark. Rebound by Nicole Smith. Smith patiently gets the ball to Bethany Carl. She doesn't panic. Carl, right side to Jolene Crom. 4 minutes to go. They go inside. Connor Decker off the glass. Good again. The sophomore connection. Jolene Crom to Connor Decker for the basket. Decker with 10 points. It's 32-28. Sydney's largest lead. 3:56 to go and a full timeout by Marathon. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Sydney, where the gym's been a little more energized with the play of Sydney in this third quarter. Sophomore Connor Decker with three baskets off great feeds from teammates, and Sydney has taken a lead. A shot from the foul line by number 25, Gwen Shear, into the game for the first time. She misses, but Marathon continues to do well on the offensive board. Shot by Contry, rolls off. She's got two baskets. Now, good play there by the sub, Shear. She got the rebound and tried to put it back up and was fouled. The foul will be on Kelsey Decker, Sydney's senior leader, with two fouls. That'll be only the second team foul on Sydney. Marathon has three fouls, not a lot, but two of their players have their third foul. Shot by Shear is no good. So, forget what I said about lots and lots and lots of free throws here tonight. It is not a game like last night. 32-28 Sydney with their largest lead of the ball game. Second shot is off the back of the rim, rebounded by Carl. Ball pops loose. She's fouled from behind. That's going to be on Shear. So quickly, a fourth foul. One, two, three, four fouls. Yep, they'll have to update that. Crom off the double team. Passes to Kelsey Decker for three. Well, she made it. They thought she traveled, and I kind of agree, but it's going to be a three-pointer in the books. 35-28, three-pointer on the other side. Missed by Merrihew to Carl. Carl switches over from right to left and shoots lefty layup. Misses. Rebound off of Nicole Smith. And then a Kelsey Decker thought she got fouled on the putback. It's a block. And that will be Sydney's ball underneath. They lead by 7. Goodness gracious, largest lead of the game. Smith outside to Kram. Around the screen, Kelsey Decker, three-pointer left side. Good! Again! Kelsey Decker is lighting it up outside. Connor Decker inside. It's now a 10-point lead. Wow. Cassidy Marsh back up to Hammond. Hammond left side, Cassidy Marsh. She's been held scoreless in the third quarter. She had 14 in the first half. A surprising surge by Sydney to those who don't see them very often. I've seen them enough to see them do this before. It's not done yet, trust me. Nicole Smith, another recovery to Jolene Kram. Kram to Decker off the hands of Carl. And she's driving in. Traveling will be the call. Underneath. Decker taking those long looping steps, and that one, she covered a lot of floor space. Merrihue comes out. Logan Vincent comes in. Nicole Hammond goes out. I believe Aaron Greep comes back in. So it's Vincent, Marsh. Oh, no, it's Alyssa Stryker is in. Okay, along with Shear and then Contry. Sydney changing their defense, and it has worked. Marsh for three. Yes, she answers on the right side. Big shot by Cassidy Marsh. Her third three-pointer, she's got 17. 38-31, Jolene Kram driving hard on the inside to Nicole Smith, and she never dribbled, and that's going to be a travel. And a full timeout asked for by Coach Brad Aldrich. 1:46 to go in the third quarter. It's 38-31, Sydney on top. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's Craig Davey back here at Sydney, and the most mental blunder I've seen in a while. Four girls from Marathon, two girls bringing the ball up together, Logan Vincent and Cassidy Marsh, one pass to the other. The second person wasn't looking, and it just simply bounced out of bounds. Nobody near it. Jolene Kram passes low to Connor Decker. It was a good pass by Kram, and it was deflected out of bounds, but looks like Connor touched it last. She's smiling at her coach, Brad Aldrich, but I think she was also saying they hooked her arm, and she couldn't get to the ball. So Sydney momentum not there right now. Inside Contry. Got the shot blocked. Recovery by Jolene Kram, but she's touching the end line. So it'll be Marathon's ball, down by 7. Mike Riley never sits down. Both coaches are standing at this point, but Mike Riley does not sit down, and he's in my line of sight most of the time. And now there's a foul without the ball being inbounded. An illegal screen set by Gwen Shear of Marathon. Her second foul. She will come out of the game, replaced by junior Sydney Courtney. Courtney, I had her listed at 6'2", but she's about 6 feet. I might have overestimated. Pass down. Oh, Kelsey Decker for Connor Decker, and then yet another Kelsey Decker pass that sails away. Forced that one, and it went out of bounds. Marathon coming back. Marathon looked so strong in the first half, and Sydney was good enough to hang around. And throw over the top, it'll be Kelsey Decker called for her third foul. And this is where it's going to get interesting. Taylor Crom comes in for Connor Decker, but Kelsey Decker has her third foul. Connor's got one. Kelsey Decker and Jenna McDonald each with two fouls, so we haven't seen Jenna McDonald in since the first quarter. Vincent testing the five-second call. Just gets it into Contry, and now a steal by Kelsey Decker. Decker thinking she gets fouled. She's looking right at the ref. Now passes up the sideline to Crom. Jolene to Nicole. Back to Nicole Smith, that is. Back to Taylor Crom. And Taylor Crom with the basket. But I got to give Nicole Smith credit for the assist on that one. 40-31. High post to Contry. Contry driving in against Decker, trying to draw that fourth foul. Doesn't happen, but Marsh, or Contry rather, with the basket. She's got 12. 40-33, Sydney by 7. Jolene Crom drives to the elbow, shoots, scores. That's a shot she likes. Her first two-pointer. Sydney's really put some points on the board. They've got 22 in this quarter. They had 20 in the entire first half. Stolen right away on the pass by Bethany Carl. Charging down the right side. Missed it. But, and look at Jolene Crom following the play. Had there not been a foul called, Jolene had an easy basket. But there was a foul on the play. So forget that. Foul will be on Logan Vincent, her first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 team fouls. And it looks like a flagrant foul. So it's going to be two free shots for Bethany Carl with nobody at the foul line. Shot is up and it's no good. Now comes substitutions. Jenna McDonald checks in for Kelsey Decker. Good play to get Decker out of there so she doesn't get a foolish foul with 13 and a half seconds to go. And Nicole Hammond checks back in for Marathon. Carl misses both free throws. But it's still Sydney's ball. Because of the nature of that foul, Sydney will get the ball back. 13 and a half seconds to go. Sydney, normally a team that finds it hard to shoot in the last 3 seconds of a game. They'll see what they can do here. McDonald to Carl. Carl around the screen on the ball. On the weak side is Jolene Crom. 7 seconds back to Crom. Crom's open, top of the key for three. No, off the mark. Rebounded, 1 second to go. Carl puts it off, and it's off the rim. Jenna McDonald got the rebound, and I'm surprised she actually looked the pass with 2 seconds left. But she passed it back to Carl, and Sydney had a chance for about 4 points there and came up empty. But looking at the scoreboard, they lead by 9, 42-33 after three quarters. It's the Section 4 Class C girls' first-round game. The winner of this goes to play Candor on Saturday. Who will it be? Will it be Sydney? Will it be Marathon? You're listening to it live on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we've got our scores. 51-39, Harpersville leading Unitigo after three quarters. Driving in for Eric Greep, and Aaron Greep's shot came in and went back out, but Megan Contry with the rebound, she steps back out and pops a 12-footer. Megan Contry is a sophomore, but she is leading her older teammates in this endeavor in the second half. Pass inside, McDonald forced it. She could have shot. She tried to pass to Nicole Smith. It got broken up. 42-37. possibly a momentum change. Cassidy Marsh almost thought of, she thought about a three, didn't take it. She's still looking at it. Jolene Cron going to step out and guard her a little bit. High post shot blocked by Carl, but recovered again by Marathon. Down in the left side for Contri, passing inside to Greep. The turnaround is no good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor Crom. Very sloppy on the outlet pass. And McDonald, this is where Sydney was doing this in the first quarter. They were sloppy, 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 and they're starting the fourth quarter the same way. A rebound by Taylor Crom. She forced the pass to Julian Crom. Luckily for Sydney, it's their possession arrow. They lead 42-35. Largest lead they had was 10. Largest lead Marathon has had was 7. Pass over the double team. Contri with a knockaway. Recovered by Marsh. Sydney sloppy continues. Driving in. Ooh, there's a hard foul. And I think Jenna McDonald's picked up number 4. Yeah, that's going to be 4 on McDonald. She is... had 2 very hard contact fouls. Sydney right now, well, we'll have Kelsey Decker coming in shortly, but it's Taylor Crom, Nicole Smith, Jolene Crom, Bethany Carl, and Jenna McDonald. That'll change very shortly. Shot is up and in for Aaron Greep, who was 0 for 2 in the first half shooting. There have not been many free throws tried by either team. 6 for 8 in the first three quarters for Marathon. 2 for 6 first three quarters for Sydney. Greep's second shot is good, but they are very important nonetheless. Greep 2 for 4 on the night. She's got 4 points. Now it's suddenly a 5-point game. Kelsey Decker back in the game. Crom goes down low. Jolene to Tanner or to Taylor into Jenna McDonald. Her shot is... why is she still in there with 4 fouls? I don't know, but she missed the shot inside. Marathon can get right back into this. Contri driving in hard. Scoring the layup is Megan Contri. She's got 16. 42-39. Here goes Kelsey Decker and a possession arrow as she gets the ball tied up. Kelsey forcing it again. She's got to be careful. They've got to do... Sydney has to do what got them the lead. They don't have to do what got them trailing in the game earlier, which is what they're doing now. They're throwing the ball away and forcing shots. Marsh could have tied it up, but missed the three-pointer, just barely missed the three-pointer. Scramble on the ground. Looks like another possession arrow. This will be Sydney's. Sydney with Bethany Carl, Taylor Crom, Jenna McDonald, Kelsey Decker, Jolene Crom. Okay. Timeout asked for by Mike Riley. Step away. No, we'll stay right here. This game has, strangely, has only had 3 ties and 1 lead change. 42-39. Sydney trailed throughout the entire ball game until midway through the third quarter. They took their first lead at 30-28. 28-26. They got tied at 28-28. Then they took the lead at 30-28. Have not trailed since. Marathon trailed by as many as 10 in the third quarter. They have now brought it back. Marathon, I gave you Sydney's lineup. I give you Marathon's lineup now. It is Nicole Hammond, Aaron Greep, Cassidy Marsh, Cindy Courtney, and Megan Contri. 6 minutes even to go in somebody's season that will end tonight. Another season will extend to Saturday. Jolene Crom passing sloppily to Bethany Carl, but inside McDonald. Jenna McDonald is traveling and has not been effective in the least tonight offensively. Jolene Crom almost to steal on Cassidy Marsh, and predictably Connor Decker off the bench ready to come in and get some rebounding for this team. Shot by Courtney, misses from the foul line. She doesn't shoot very much. She is scoreless in the game, in fact. Kelsey Decker up ahead to Jolene Crom. Had Taylor Crom cutting the lane but didn't take it. Probably a smart thing. Jenna McDonald back out. No, a sloppy pass by McDonald. And it's turned right back over to Marathon. Driving in, Greep, and her shot misses along the baseline. Rebound, Taylor Crom, and knocks the ball intentionally off the foot of a Marathon player. McDonald will walk off the court. And Connor Decker comes in for Jenna McDonald. Decker was so effective in the second half, or in the third quarter, rather. Let's see if they've got the shot clock that they've got to reset. One referee conferring with the other, and I think they're saying 24 seconds may be a little low. They might have to re-enter the 30-second and take it back underneath Marathon's basket, but I'm not sure. He's going to come over anyway. And I can't hear because I have my headset on, but 42-39 is the score. Sydney by three, 5:02 left. And with 24 seconds on the shot clock, they will bring it in. Jolene Crom brings it in to Bethany Carl. Back to Jolene. Against the zone defense, it's Taylor Crom. Well, she forced the pass inside looking for Connor Decker on the bounce. It was kicked. Now there's 18 seconds on the shot clock. Kelsey Decker will inbound. Comes right out to Bethany Carl. To Kelsey Decker. Fakes to three. Might have gotten away with the travel. Passes down low. Bad pass. Picked off by Courtney. Forced pass again by Sydney. 42-39. Driving in. Contry. Got the shot blocked. Everyone on Marathon or the bench, or the coach of Marathon, Mike Riley, thinking it was a foul, and I can't tell you one way or the other. Crom for three. Jolene off the back of the rim. Ball pops loose. Nobody wants it. Oh, Hammond got away with the travel. She walked three steps. Such is Section 4 playoffs. Left side, Marsh for three to tie it. No, it's short again. Rebound by Greep, and she tries to pass it, flick the ball back to Courtney, and it's off her hands out of bounds. But, oh, they're going to give it to Marathon. It went right off the hands of Sydney Courtney, but nobody's complaining, so maybe I didn't see it right. Inbound, it'll be Hammond on the near side to my left. Pass inside to Courtney. Broke it up, and there is Carl with the recovery for Sydney. Carl going down against Contry. Bounce pass to Jolene Crom. Pass inside again to Carl. Carl goes in hard and draws the foul. If the whistle did not blow, got to think about this. If the whistle did not blow, Connor Decker had an easy layup. Foul will be on Courtney. That's her first. That's the team's seventh, but this will be a shooting situation for Bethany Carl, who is 1-for-4 tonight. And this one is short. No good. 3:57 left. 42-39 Sydney. This is anybody's ball game. The momentum has switched back and forth all night. This one also missed. Connor Decker with a rebound off the glass. No good. She's going for a save. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Marathon. Decker did not give up. Now she's mad at herself for missing the inside shot, but she didn't give up. And that ball actually goes to Sydney. A fresh 30-second clock. It'll be inbounded way on to the right side past the Sydney bench by Bethany Carl. Lost the pass to Jolene Crom. Now it's Kelsey Decker. Decker to the top of the key. Looking to the left side for Carl. Carl shoots from outside. Off the rim, no good. Connor Decker gets the ball from behind and knocks it toward the paint. And it just creates another possession arrow. It'll be Marathon's ball. 3:38 to go. Marathon trailing by three. Neither team has scored in a while. Aaron Greep to Hammond. They keep it around the perimeter, right to left. Now it's down in the left corner. Contry going up against Taylor Crom. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Connor Decker, but somebody lost it out of bounds. Looks like Decker herself. That'll be Marathon's ball again. Sydney has been so hard, it's been so difficult for Sydney to hang on to the basketball down on the Marathon offensive end, and that's why they keep getting chances. Pass into Contry. Misses short, Ball on the floor, rolling on the floor into the hands of Bethany Carl. She avoids the defense, comes down hard. She's going to bounce pass to Jolene Crown off the glass, no good. Rebound by Creep, and a foul will be called on Taylor Crum, who tried to upend that ball out of Greep's hands. That's only the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth foul team-wise on Sydney, so that will not be a 1-1. Alyssa Sliker will come in, and there's a timeout on the floor. 3:05 to go in this very slow-moving fourth quarter. Sydney leads still by three. You're listening to Section 4, Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, trying to text my sources out there. And I've just found out with 2 minutes to go in Harpersville, it is the Lady Hornets still leading Unitigo 62-46. It is by far Unitigo's best offensive effort in a long, long time. And it's got to make Coach Greg Bonskowski feel a lot better ending his season. He knew going into Harpersville that was going to be a tough task. They've scored 46 points. Outstanding job there. Hopefully they can finish strong. 42-39 Marathon's going to go the length of has to go the length of the court. But Sydney's putting on the press and almost thrown away by Greep. Greep got away with a double dribble on the far side. I don't believe it. The layup down there, and no, an offensive foul. The layup was up. There was whistle and contact. Taylor Crum took the offensive foul. That's a surprise play for both sides. Greep's third foul of the night. Cassidy Marsh leads the team with 17 points, but only a three-pointer in the second half after 14 first-half points. Megan Contra had 6 at the half. She's had 10 in the second half. It's been a two-person scoring parade for a Marathon. Sydney, a little bit more balanced. It is Taylor Crum on the right wing for Sydney. Jolene Crum up to the top of the key for Kelsey Decker. Decker goes down low for Taylor Crum, and it's off the rim, no good, and a rebound by Megan Contra. The score frozen at 42-39, 2:35 to play. Three-pointer taken and missed by Sliker. Rebound by Contry. Marathon continues to get the offensive boards. They swing it around to the right side. They had shot on the left. Here comes Contry with a foul that'll get her to the line. And that foul will be on Kelsey Decker, her fourth, and that's very, very serious. So Sydney, with both Deckers, both Crumbs, and Bethany Carl, seems to be their most productive lineup, but they have not scored in a long time. In fact, they haven't scored in the fourth quarter. They were led 42-33 at the half, and it's now, at the end of the third quarter, and it's now 42-40 as Megan Contry shoots from the line for the first time and now matches her teammate Cassidy Marsh with her 17th point. Second shot is good. It's now a one-point ball game. Kelsey Decker with 4 fouls. Up the floor she comes. Lost control of the ball, gets it back. She's going to need some teammate help. There's Bethany Carl to the left side for Jolene Crum. Back to Carl, back to Crum. Crum for 3, left side, big shot, way off. It's going to be an air ball. It is an air ball. Another air ball for Sydney, three-point shooters. 42-41 with 2:01 left. Lots of time. This game in complete doubt. Ball comes in to Cassidy Marsh. Gets away from Jolene Crum. Bethany Carl having to be careful. Not trying to get a foul. Hammond, long pass away. Oh, taken. Three-pointer missed. Sliker might have been panicking. Right side three-pointer missed. Sydney with a rebound. They lead it. 42-41. Contry saves the ball off a steal. Taylor Crom, nonchalant pass. Contry leaps up and snares the ball. Hammond, top of the key, left side, Marston can take the lead. Short again. She's been short in the exact same spot three times in a row. And a foul. Contry call for the foul, and she's asking, or she's in, got that look of, I can't believe it, but there were three girls all over Kelsey Decker on that. Somebody had to get a call on that. So Decker with 17 points. We have Sydney has Kelsey Decker with 17, Connor Decker with 10, Jolene Crown with 8. This is a big shot nonetheless. And it's good for Kelsey Decker, their leading free throw shooter, but not an impressive percentage, just 57. She's 2-for-3 tonight. Gives Sydney their first point, singular point, of the fourth quarter. Second shot is good. Big, big free throws to say the least. 30-second timeout, 44-41, 1:19 left in this one, or at least in regulation. Section 4, Class C playoff basketball continues momentarily on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, needless to say, this is one big chess match going very, very slowly in the last 4 minutes of the ball game. Lots of foul trouble to worry about. Sydney pressure defense to try to get the ball back. Bethany Carl makes it hard for Sydney Courtney, who lost her dribble. And a timeout asked for by Mike Riley. My goodness gracious, I don't know how there wasn't a violation or a foul on that far side going up the court. Some things they let go. Some things they call ticky-tack. Some things they, obviously with big steps or with big contact, there's going to be a foul. But we can give you the Harpersville final. Harpersville, defending Section 4 Class C champs, defeated a very, very spunky Unitigo team tonight, 69-48. The third quarter score, well, Bainbridge Guilford is hot as can be. They led at halftime 16-10, and they now lead 30-12 going into the fourth quarter. So they outscored 14-2 in that third quarter. So nice job, and BG trying to put this one away after three quarters, 30-12. I got to tell people who have been giving me other scores about that score. Okay. So Harpersville is in the books. They have won. They will play the winner of Newfield and Unadilla Valley. Sydney trying to win this one, but boy, the time is going so slow. 1:10 left in this one, 44-41. Marsh, Contry shooting. This one can't climb the rim, but guess who comes down with it? Contry tied up with Taylor Crom. What is it about Sydney's lack of rebounding? It's good. They get lucky because it's their possession arrow. But Marathon gets more than one shot almost every time. A give and go. Back to Crom. Back to Taylor. To Carl. Pass down in the corner for Connor Decker. Back up to Carl. Back to Jolene Crom. 20 on the shot clock. Now to Kelsey Decker. Kelsey Decker is being hounded by Alyssa Stryker. Decker, bounce pass to Carl. Oh, they had Connor Decker wide open. Jolene Crom on a bad pass. Try to pick the ball up to Connor Decker. 5 seconds to go. It'll be Jolene Crom. An air ball, another air ball for Jolene Crom. 44-41. Chance for a one-point game or a tie. Look at that by Jolene Crom. She slid and stole the ball, but coming up, call for the travel, I believe. Or has the referee got a foul to call? Well, we don't know who's got possession of the basketball. Whose ball is it going to be? No, we don't know. Well, we'll take our final timeout. 22.3 seconds to go, 44-41 Sydney. I don't know who has the ball. It'll be black ball. Okay, marathon ball. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDL.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, so once again, congratulations to Harpersville for their 69-48 win over Unitigo. You know, Unitigo lost all but one starter and one big sub in Cassidy Newman. Marissa Woodard, the only returning starter, a very young team for Coach Bonskowski, and I thought it was a respectable showing for Unitigo this year, and especially that last game, this last game tonight against Harpersville. All right, it'll be marathon ball. 22.3 seconds to go. They trail by three. Will they take a two? Will they try to crank a three? Their best three-point shooter, definitely Cassidy Marsh. Nicole Hammond, guarded by Bethany Carl. The pass down in the corner for Marsh. Whoa, she got away with a travel. Oh, my goodness. Stumbling in, puts it up, misses. Rebound, Taylor Crom. Bounce pass over to Jolene Crom. And they're going to foul. Whoa, Cassidy Marsh with a hard foul. Jolene Crom will be at the line with 8.7 seconds to go. One free throw can salt this game away. Foul will be on Marsh. That's her fourth. And what made this foul so important for Sydney is that Jolene now gets two shots. It is not a one-and-one. First shot is good, and that was the key one right there. Three shots in a row made by Sydney free throw shooters, and you know what? They've only scored 3 points in this quarter. Second shot is no good. Rebounded by Marsh. And actually not a bad foul because Jolene Crom came in trying to, I don't know why she wanted to reach in to get the ball back because there were 6 seconds to go, 6.7 seconds to go when the whistle blew. They had to come all the way down the court and get 4 points. So that one was a foolish, there's no other way to say it, very foolish. That gives Marathon, the door is still open for them. Cassidy Marsh is at the line. This is 1-1. She needs to make this one. It's a four-point spread. It is no good. Rebound. Nobody. It's on the floor. No, it's saved. It's Greep for three. Missed it. And Sydney is going to advance. I almost don't believe it. 45-41. They survive and advance. I talked about it before the game. One team season comes to an end. The other survives and advances. There's no doubt about it. Sydney just advanced without a field goal in the fourth quarter. They went 3-for-6 from the foul line. They led by 9 after 3. That's a survive and advance if ever I've seen one. My goodness, 45-41 is the final. So we're going to step away here from our great sponsors, come back and have the scoring recap and the awards for you. But this one is definitely one to remember. So congratulations to Sydney. They now go on to play Candor. But they win, the seniors win their last game at home, which is always a special thing for them. So stick around. We'll be right back with everything in the postgame show on WCDL.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home,
even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney. And I didn't want to say it during the game, but we'll say it now. A happy birthday to Jolene Crom. Didn't want to jinx anything, but my goodness. And Bethany Carl joins us here. Take the microphone. We're going to talk. We're going to have a chat. Okay? Let me turn you up here a little bit. First of all, you guys have never made it easy all season long. I can say that as both a spectator and as an announcer. You do not make things easy, and you're making my heart go crazy. I can only imagine what it was like on the court. What was it like for you guys knowing that, you know, you had the 10-point lead, and then all of a sudden it started to crumble?
I don't know. I mean, I think we all had confidence in each other, but it was scary. We, like, you know how we played Athens before?
Right.
We were down a lot.
Down by 17, 39-22, I remember it, yes.
We all had confidence that we knew we could do it.
Okay. You had to have, obviously you had different personnel because of people who weren't here for the last few weeks,
uh-huh.
So you had different people. But, I mean, two people that were really key for you have all year long off the bench have been Jolene Crom and Connor Decker. Jolene gets to start today, and, of course, it's her birthday, which makes things nice. But Connor inside in that third quarter really was a springboard for you guys coming back.
Yes. I have loved watching her grow this season. It has been amazing. She is going to be key next year for them.
Right. You know, against that, in that Unadilla Valley, ugliest game I've ever seen, but did not announce
yeah,
thing,
no.
You took charge when Kelsey had foul trouble and were making those little 10, 15-footers. You had only one to take tonight. Everything
yeah.
else was kind of a struggle, but you also got an early foul trouble. Was there something in your head going, don't get in foul trouble, don't get
yeah.
in foul trouble?
Yeah, because I'm known to get like 3 to 4 in the beginning. And
how
like,
well oh, I know, yeah. how well you know, but yeah. And a lot of air balls from three-pointers. Got to drive a coach
yeah.
crazy, but, you know, you still made 6 of them as a team. The two biggies, Kelsey and Jolene, of course, 3 free throws in the fourth quarter was it for you guys. I don't know if you knew that. You didn't score a single field goal. It was all free throws, 2 by Kelsey and 1 by
wow.
Jolene to salt it away.
Yeah.
So, as they say in the playoffs, survive in advance. You survived.
Yes.
And you advanced to play Kander.
Yes.
So, congratulations. Last game on your senior home court, so that's a nice one, too.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Okay. The tears are going to start flowing.
Yes.
Thank you, Bethany Carl. And I know your grandparents are listening out there, too, so that helps on down there in Brookville, Florida. Good job there. For the Marathon Lady Olympians, a valiant effort. Boy, they really looked like the better team in the first half. Sydney changed their tactics, and it worked to their advantage. Both teams missing tons and tons and tons of shots inside. But like I said, it's all about that final score. No matter how it comes, you got to keep at it. Marathon had 2 players in double figures. Cassidy Marsh, a freshman, and you know what? Looking at this, Cassidy Marsh, a freshman, Megan Contry, a sophomore, 2 young players that will be back for the next 2 years together. Marsh was 17, Contry was 16 out of the 41 points in all. That's 33 out of the 41. Elsewhere, Nicole Hammond had a basket for 2. Erin Greep, a basket, 2 for 4 from the line for 4. Gwen Shear, 0 for 2 from the line. Sydney Courtney started, played a lot, did not score. Same with Logan Vincent. She didn't start, but she did not score. And Mariah Merrihew also did not score. All told, I didn't total that up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 8. So out of the field goals from two-point range, there were just 12. Megan Contry had 8. There were 3 three-pointers, all from Cassidy Marsh. So that's 24, 9 is 33. 8 free throws adds up to 41. 9 and 4 is 13. So 8 for 13, a decent showing from the foul line for Marathon. And for Sydney, they had Kelsey Decker with 19 points, three for four from the line. 4 3-pointers, though, for Decker. And I think the key with the two free throws she made at the end. Jolene Crom had 9, her birthday today, 2 3-pointers for her, 1 for 2 from the line. 10 points for Connor Decker, one of her, certainly her best showings on the season. As Bethany said, she continues to improve. Taylor Crom played a lot on the defense and got the job done. 2 points for her. Bethany Carl with 5 points tonight. And 1 for 6 from the free throw line. Also looking to see Nicole Smith played a lot of minutes, did not score. Jenna McDonald started, was all over the foul map, did not score. And that will do that. 11 2-pointers, 6 3-pointers, just 5 for 12 from the foul line, and 45 points. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Hold on just a minute. NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is sponsored by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years. It is NBT Bank member FDIC, and the winner of the Outstanding Offense Award tonight will be Kelsey Decker. Decker with 19 points, and outstanding effort, of course, from the line, and those 2 3-pointers in the third quarter. A lot of air balls, but she kept at it. She knew she had the confidence. She never lacks for confidence, but she had the confidence and made that happen. She'll win the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. For the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, that's sponsored by Mang Insurance, serving the community for over 100 years, and your insurance specialist. And they're also out there supporting local sports, as they have been for many, many years. And the Dynamic Defense Award tonight is going to go to Taylor Crom. Taylor Crom will win the Defense Award tonight. I don't have any stats to back me up on rebounds or anything. Dynamic Defense will be Taylor Crom tonight. Good job by the 5'7 senior. And now the All-Purpose Award tonight will go, well, that's sponsored by Echo Brands of Sydney. Echo Brands, of course, encouraging you with their local employment, encouraging you to get out and support all your local high school teams of all sports and all seasons. Echo Brands is a sponsor of the All-Purpose Award. And tonight, that's going to go to the birthday girl, Jolene Crom. She will win tonight's All-Purpose Award. And I say that with I really wanted to give it to two players today, but I did that once and they said never again. So I have to shut the door. But with Jolene Crom winning the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, 9 points, she broke up many a pass in transition, was right there. She also put the clamps down on Cassidy Marsh in the second half, holding her to just the 3-pointer. They did switch to zone defense for a while, so it wasn't actually one-on-one at times, but she did the job and got the start, too, today because of personnel for Sydney. Nice job there. But special credit, I got to give special credit to Connor Decker. There was no one award to give to that young lady tonight. But those 3 baskets in the third quarter off of passes from Crom, I think 2 from Jolene Crom and 1 from Bethany Carl. Those 3 baskets were key in Sydney's 22-point third quarter. They scored almost half their points in just the third quarter. Crazy but true. Marathon had 14, 10, 9, and 8. Sydney had 14, 6, 22, and 3. Just enough. So congratulations to our award winners tonight. And that should set the seniors off for, no matter what happens on Saturday, for a great time. Oh, my goodness. Well, looks like Miranda Drummond was in some early foul trouble, but she made it through with I believe a career high of 41 points tonight against the Unitigo Spartans. I'm going to ask my source here if that is a career high. I think it is. So let's see. Nobody knows about Unadilla Valley and Newfield. We do know BG was leading Green and looked pretty good with an 18-point lead going into the fourth quarter. I think that does it. I've had all these papers in front of me and trying to keep things all straight. So the MAC is showing very well so far in Class C. As we've got a win for Bainbridge, pretty much a win for Bainbridge Guilford, although there was a MAC school in each in that bracket, so it was going to be a MAC school anyway. And, of course, 2 MAC schools going in Harpersville. Harpersville wins that one. Sydney wins over Marathon. Don't know the Newfield Unadilla Valley score yet. And we don't know anything from the Class D schools. But suffice it to say, at this point, we will be at Harpersville on Saturday night. There will be no boys game, to my knowledge, unless we decide if Unadilla Valley game could be done. But at this point, I'm only committing to Saturday at Harpersville, when they will take on the winner of Newfield and Unadilla Valley. It doesn't matter who wins that game. Harpersville is the higher seed at number three, and they will host that game at 7 o'clock, 6:45, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Thanks to Joe Gardner. Thanks to Ricky McPherson over there at Bainbridge Guilford, Rizzy McFizzy, as I like to call him, Dave Groover from Harpersville, giving me the updates from Harpersville. We had a great network, so congratulations to all around. And Sydney winning, again, the final score, 45-41. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.